Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. Today on the podcast, we're going to discuss some great players in football history that celebrate birthdays today, and they're all in the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about some of the greatest wide receivers and blockers that the NCAA and NFL has ever seen, and we'll talk about it all in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from the Pigpen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. You're yearning for some football history, aren't you? Well, you are in the right spot, and welcome to the football history headlines for this February 23rd edition. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and we are a website dedicated for the preservation of football history at the college, pro, and at the high school level and below, if we can find the news. We are going to discuss February 23rd's Hall of Famers that have birthdays on this day, and there are really some incredible players. But before we get started, just want to remind you, we are going to be resuming later this week the Football by Numbers series, where we go through every single jersey number in the NFL and talk about the top players at each one and try to come up with a list of who we think is the best. We're going to have a lot of guests on, and we have so far, and it's been an incredible journey so far. And just to look forward to this week, we are going to have the 9, 10, and probably 11 this week. May push 11 out to the week after. But the other thing we have is on February 25th, Thursday, we're going to discuss the legendary birthday of one former commissioner, Burt Bell, and we're going to have his son, Upton Bell, as our guest. And Upton has a remarkable football history in the NFL, as well as talking about his father and even his grandfather, who has some great football history. You don't want to miss it. Thursday, February 25th, it drops, and it is an incredible historic journey through the gridiron. I don't think you want to miss that. I'm still in awe over it, and I've heard it a couple times, and I was there when he said it. So, great opportunity. It was a great honor to get to talk to Mr. Upton Bell, and hopefully you enjoy that on Thursday. Now let's get to your football history headlines, and we'll start off with your birthdays for this February 23rd. The year was 1877. The place, Lisle, New York. The incredible guard of Princeton University, Bill Edwards, was welcomed into this world. The NFF has a special story for this player. The bio on their site for Bill tells how he used his rather large 220-pound frame to make the most important tackle of his life off the gridiron fields. Edwards saved the mayor of New York City when he laid out a would-be assassin of the city leader after the assailant shot Mayor William Gaynor in 1910. Gaynor survived the serious wound, and Edwards himself suffered a flesh wound on his arm during the attack. The National Football Foundation voters placed the gridiron history of Bill Edwards safely into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1971. Bill went on into officiating the game later on, and he even wrote a book on football titled Football Days. February 23rd, 1923, Hudson, Ohio. The awesome Ohio State end, Dante Gluefingers Lavelli, was born. What a name. Incredibly, Lavelli was reported to have only played in three college games before he served in the U.S. Infantry and then turned professional after his tour duty was complete. How could he be attractive for pro franchises with such little college resume, you might ask? Well, his coach at Ohio State was one Paul Brown, who remembered the sure-handed freshman, and in 1946, when assembling the new Cleveland Browns team in the 1946 inaugural season of the AAFC, Brown looked Lavelli up. according to Glufinger's bio on the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website. To make the Browns, he had to beat out four more experienced and highly regarded candidates. But Dante not only prevailed, he led the league in receptions and won an all-AAFC honors in his rookie season. He also caught the winning touchdown pass in the first AAFC championship game between the Browns and the New York Yankees. Dante made the All-AFC again in 1947, and after the Browns moved into the NFL in 1950, Lavelli was twice All-NFL, and he started in three of the first five Pro Bowl games played. He finished his pro career with 386 catches and 62 touchdowns. Dante Lavelli was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1975. February 23, 1930, Temple, Texas. Bobby Dillon, the 6'1" tall safety from the University of Texas, arrived into this life. The ProFootballHOF.com website states that Bobby picked off four passes as a rookie for the Green Bay Packers and totaled 52 of them for his eight-year NFL career. His return yards on those career picks was 976 yards, with five going for touchdowns. When he called it quits, he was tied for second all-time on the list of league interceptors and held the Packers' records in the category. The Pro Football Hall of Fame honored Bobby Dillon's football legacy by placing his bronze bust in Canton, and unfortunately, posthumously, in the year 2020. February 23, 1940, Columbia, Mississippi. The brilliant tight end from Northwestern Louisiana University, Jackie Smith, was born. Smith has a long tenured NFL player, as his career spanned over 16 seasons, according to the HOF's website. Jackie was 10th round pick by the St. Louis Cardinals in 1963 and played 15 seasons for the Redbirds. His bio describes him as a fierce blocker and an extremely hard person to tackle once he got his mitts on the ball. When he retired, he led all tight ends with 480 receptions, 40 scores, and 7,918 receiving yards. In his final season, he had the privilege of playing in Super Bowl XIII with the Dallas Cowboys. Jackie Smith was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 1994. Now, we're not done with these great birthdays of Hall of Famers for this day, for February 23rd. But before we resume, I want you to hear a couple words from one of my partners on the Sports History Network.
He was known as the Bronze Bullet, tied the world record in the 45 and 60-yard dashes, and while he stood just 5'4", he tied the legendary Red Grange for most touchdowns in the Big Ten in a season with 10, and went on to score 45 more in the pros. Join me, Warren Rogan, and football historian Andy Piasek as we take a look back at the phenomenal career of Buddy Young on Sports Forgotten Heroes.
I'll tell you what, that Sports Forgotten Heroes is an awesome podcast, and you've got to make sure you listen to Warren Rogan because he is a true professional. He has some great subject matter and reminds us of some of those sports great icons that maybe we have forgotten over time, but really made some major contributions to sports. That's just one of his things, the Buddy Young topic that he talked about, which is excellent, but he has plenty more, and they're not just all football. He goes through all genres of sports. There's a lot on hockey and baseball and basketball and some other sports as well. You will really enjoy it, and he is going to be our guest coming up in the next week or two, talking about the Football by Numbers series on the number 10s and in number 11s, and he brings some great insight to both of those numbers and historic players from there. We had a great discussion. I think you're really going to enjoy it, so make sure you look that up when that drops, and check out his podcast, Sports Forgotten Heroes. Now, let's get back to our birthdays of Hall of Famers for February 23rd. And the next one is special because this next gentleman is from my hometown, and there's a field named after him just about a mile away from my home, and it's really a great player. So February 23rd, 1943, Erie, Pennsylvania, that talented wide receiver that once wore the colors of the Florida State Seminoles, Fred Biletnikoff, entered into this life. In his first two seasons at FSU, he played on both sides of the ball. He showed off his defensive skill set in his junior year when he made a 99-yard run with an intercepted pass against Miami. According to Dan Brabender's book, Sports Heroes of the Erie School District, he was FSU's first consensus All-American, and he set single-season records with 70 receptions, 1,179 receiving yards, and 15 scores in the 1964 at the school. Fred had some of his greatest performances while on the big stage. In the Gator Bowl victory over powerful Oklahoma, Freddie B. hauled in 13 receptions for 192 yards and four touchdowns as the Seminoles went on a 36-19 romp. Fred's Florida State career was so impactful that they retired the All-Americans jersey number 25 from being used further in the school's football program. The collegiate accomplishments of Fred Biletnikoff were held for preservation in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1991 ceremonies. The Oakland Raiders took Fred in the 1965 AFL draft, and he stayed with the franchise for his entire 14-year pro career. The shifty wideout caught career passes of 589 and for 8,974 yards and 76 touchdowns. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says that Biletnikoff owns several significant NFL marks as well. Along with another Hall of Fame receiver, Raymond Berry, Fred held the record for having caught 40 or more passes in 10 consecutive seasons. His 70 receptions and 1,167 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns in the 19 postseason games that he played were also NFL postseason records. He played in 2 AFL All-Star games and 4 AFC-NFC Pro Bowl games, as well as 3 AFL and 5 AFC Championship games, plus Super Bowls 2 and 11. Fred was the MVP of that Super Bowl 11 Raiders victory, in fact. Fred Biletnikoff was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1988. As a final note we share, the earlier mentioned author Dan Brabender declares Fred Biletnikoff to be the greatest wide receiver in NFL history. February 23rd, 1950, Union, South Carolina. The outstanding linebacker from Tennessee Tech, Jim Youngblood, celebrates his date of birth. The National Football Foundation's bio on Jim says that he set a school record with 476 tackles, and Tennessee Tech's retired his jersey number 53 after his collegiate career. After both the 1971 and 1972 seasons, Youngblood received All-America honors for his great play. Jim Youngblood's collegiate career is forever preserved as he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1996. And after school, Jim was picked by the Los Angeles Rams in the 1972 NFL Draft and played 11 seasons there and one final year with the Washington Redskins. Once again, we really appreciate you joining us on these football history headlines, and especially for all these great birthdays of the legends of the Hall of Fame that we discussed today. Make sure you join us tomorrow, February 24th, because we have some more great legends and their birthdays, and even some football news that we'll talk about in the football history headlines. And remember, February 25th, we have that great interview with Upton Bell, son of former Commissioner Burt Bell, whose birthday is on February 25th. You don't want to miss it, because it is quite the journey through football history with Upton Bell, and he is really an interesting character, and his family history and connection to the game of football in the NFL is just, I can't describe it. You just have to listen to it. That's all I can say. Make sure you set that date, February 25th, to listen to that. And as always, you can check us out on pigskindispatch.com/podcast, and you'll see all of our great podcasts, or you can just check us out at our website, pigskindispatch.com. You can also find this podcast on any podcast provider out there, and on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where we join about 16 other great podcasts on sports history to just fill that brain of yours with all the great historic events in athletics over the generations and of all time, actually. So make sure you join us there, sportshistorynetwork.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. I'm looking out at the defense, and I've got backers crowding the line. I'm going to call an audible and get on out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more Pigskin Dispatch. If you want to get contact us, we're at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We encourage you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and hit us up on the email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. See us on Twitter and Facebook, too, and subscribe to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.